I was sitting there Friday sucking on a glass of wine. When in walked this chick who almost struck me blind. Had wet blue eyes and her legs were long and fine. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'd give her 9. Now on my scale, there ain't no 10s, you know. 9 is about as far as any chick can go. So I flashed her a smile, but she didn't even look at me. So for brains and good judgment, I give her a 3. I said, hey, sweet thing, you look like a possible 8. You and me could make 18 if your head's on straight. She looked up and down my perfect frame and said these words that burned into my perfect brain. She said, well, another one of those macho magician men, kind who grade all women on scales of 1 to 10. Generous thing to do. Now let's just see just how much I give you. She said, you coming on to me with that corny numbers jive? Your style makes me smile. I give it a 5. That suit of yours, it's last year's doubling freight cuff. Give it a 4. Now that must be your car parked out on the curb. That 69 homemade convertible, a 3 1/3. Now as for that bill, I guess you're less than 5. Except for your pot belly, I give that a 10 for size. That wine you're pouring might be fine to you, but I'm used to fine champagne. I give it a 2. It's hard to tell your flashing smile is worth. I'd give it a 6. You could use some dental work. But it's a strutting rooster act that really makes me laugh. It may be a 10 to these country hens, but to me, 3 1/2. And since there ain't no zeros, I give you a 1. And she walked out while up and down the line. The whole bar was laughing, saying, Bear, what happened to your 9? 9, says I. Well, soon she started to talk, I knew. She didn't have no class, I barely gave her a 2. Yeah, no matter how good they look at first, there's flaws in all of them. That's a why on a scale of 10 to 1, friend, there ain't no 10.